And the makers of Spry bring you Aunt Jenny's real-life stories. We will interrupt the program to bring you any late news developments.
Let me see how much I decrease on this helmet I'm knitting.
Oh, say, Aunt Jenny, don't you realize the folks are waiting to hear another chapter in your latest real-life story?
Oh, excuse me, ladies. I was hurrying to get this helmet done so's I can turn it in when I go to the Red Cross to roll bandages. What with the invasion and all, you feel like hurrying to do your small bit to help the war effort in every possible way.
Oh, you bet. Like as not, you Red Cross workers will talk of nothing but invasion news today.
Well, mostly, Danny. But probably we'll swap a little local news, too, like whose boys are home on furlough.
And which of them are getting married before they go back to camp.
Yes. And maybe we'll get into one or two lively discussions. Like the other day, when the ladies were all talking of what an amazing change new Easy Mix Spry and my one bowl method had brought about in cake making.
On Aunt Jenny, what did they like best about this new Spry way?
Well, my neighbor, Mrs. O'Connor, thought it perfectly grand that she can make a cake now with only one bowl.
Well, her big family keeps her so busy, it's a lifesaver to have only one bowl to wash up.
But then another woman maintained time saving was more important. Why, so often when I've wanted to make a cake, she said, I just couldn't squeeze it in. But this new Spry way saves 2/3 my mixing time.
Yes, ladies, 5 minutes is all it takes to mix a cake with new, improved Spry and Aunt Jenny's lightning-fast one-bowl method. You see, new Spry is so much creamier and quicker blending, it actually does away with all creaming, with that long, hard beating old-fashioned shortenings and cake methods require. Oh, but now, Aunt Jenny, let's hear more about Claire Rogers.
Well, friends, you remember that before old Anthony Abbott died, it had been his last wish that Claire Rogers would marry his son Jim, if Jim ever came back to Littleton.
Well, Jim did come back, and was he surprised to find out about his father's will?
Yes, Jim was real upset to learn that he had to marry Claire if he wanted to get the money his father left him. But he finally agreed to go through with the marriage, even though he believed Claire was only after his money. Well, the next afternoon, Claire and Jim were discussing plans for their wedding.
Well, hello, Jim.
Hello. Mr. Hunter told you I was coming?
Mm-hmm. He called me at the office.
Well, he thinks that since my father stipulated we must marry within 2 weeks after my having been notified about the legacy, that it would be better for us to marry right away, and that we better talk things over, make our plans.
All right. I'm ready. Where do we start?
Well, I suppose we'll need a house of some kind.
Yes, a house. A little house with flowers around it.
Well,
what next?
Shall I see about the house, or would you rather do it?
Couldn't we do it, Jim, together?
All right, but I don't know much about houses.
Well, neither do I, so we'll learn together. And to start with, maybe we'd better take a furnished one, because there won't be too much money. Which brings up another question. Will I or won't I go on working?
Are you asking me that?
Well, certainly I'm asking you. I think it'd be far more sensible for me to keep my job, but if you have any feeling about it one way or the other, I'd like you to tell me, frankly.
Well, I hadn't even thought about it. Does your work interest you? Really interest you?
Oh, yes, I love it. But after you get your work established, I'll like staying at home and keeping house more. It'll be such fun learning how to do all kinds of things in my very own kitchen. And do you think we could be very, very extravagant and have yards and yards of white ruffled curtains all over the place? That is, if I made them myself?
Oh, Claire.
All right, we'll decide about the curtains later. What next?
I suppose you should set the day for the wedding and Where you'd like to have it.
Where would you like? I mean, oh, I don't know what I do mean. Maybe I can't go through with it after all. Your feeling about it as you do, with your thinking I'm doing it just for the money,
Why did you say you'd do it in the first place?
Oh, I don't know. It all seemed so right then.
Right?
Yes, even yesterday it still seemed right, but... Oh, now, Jim, I'm not so sure as I said I was. It suddenly seems such an awful thing to have a little house with no love in it and stand before an altar and say words before God that don't mean what they're supposed to mean.
Yes, I thought about that, too, a little.
Jim, your father told me that you loved a girl very much at the time you had your accident that left you lame. Is she...
I've never seen her since the day I left home.
Well, then she isn't the reason that you can't believe in me.
Well, the way she vanished from my life didn't exactly give me any reason to increase my faith in women.
But she was just one girl, Jim. It isn't fair to judge all girls by just one.
You'll probably find that I'm not fair about a lot of things, Claire. But I'll promise you one thing. I won't ever lie to you.
I'm so glad you said that. I'd like to make the same promise to you. But you wouldn't believe me, would you?
I'd like to believe you, if that helps any.
Oh, yes, Jim. It would. And suddenly, Jim, I've decided that I'll be ready to marry you 1 week from tomorrow, at any place you'd like best. And I'd like you to know that I'll always believe in you and trust you, just as your father did. Whether you believe in me or not.
Well, 1 week later, Claire and Jim were married at St. Stephen's Church and went to live in the little house they'd rented. As the months went by, there were fleeting moments when Claire thought Jim was almost happy. But then would follow days of restlessness and silence on his part. And then one afternoon, when Claire came home from work, Jim came out of his room as soon as she opened the cottage door.
Claire, come on in the living room. I have something to tell you.
Oh, surprise, maybe?
Well, look, Claire. The way I've been sticking to my own room, I know there have been times when you wanted to throw me out of it and out of your life as well.
Oh, no, Jim. I realized that you weren't accustomed to being around people.
Well, it wasn't just that, Claire. But before I go on with that, I want to tell you that I've appreciated your not nagging me about my not going to work.
Well, you had to have time to find yourself, Jim.
I'm not sure that I'll ever find myself, as you say. But the hours I've spent in my room, I've been writing, or trying to.
Writing?
Mm-hmm.
Jim, that's what you did when you were away. Your work.
Don't glorify it, Claire. I wrote a little, yes, when I got hungry enough. But mostly I was still hungrier before any of it was bought.
Oh, I see. Do you suppose it would help you now if I sent you to your room without your supper?
It might. The Lord knows I've needed help and still do. I know what I want to say, but it just doesn't come out on paper like I think it, feel it.
Oh, but it will, Jim, it will. You have a fine mind, Jim, and all the words in the dictionary are for you to use just as much as for anybody.
Well, that sounds all right. But using them so the other fellow will feel what you feel and get the impression you had, that's another matter.
Thank you for telling me, Jim. I suddenly realize what you mean about not being able to put things into words because I can't find the right words now to tell you how happy I am for you.
I haven't told you yet what I started to. Well, anyway, I took 14 little impressions to Calvin Wheeler at the Clarion newspaper.
Oh!
He took one of them and...
Oh, Jim, that's wonderful. Simply wonderful.
He paid me $2 for it, which is about the standard price for a single short article, just in case you didn't know.
Well, Jim, the amount of money doesn't make any difference. It's the...
That all sounds good, too, but At the ratio of one sale out of 14 impressions at $2 per, why, that won't much more than buy the paper they were written on or the pencils I snapped in two in desperation.
Pencil? Oh, Jim, you must have a typewriter immediately.
No, not yet. I'm not going to buy a typewriter until I can buy it with money I've earned myself.
But if it'd help you in your work, you...
I had a typewriter, a good one my father gave me. I pawned it and never redeemed it.
I see.
What you don't see and probably can't ever see, Claire, is that there isn't any way of undoing the mistakes I made. That's what...
We'll talk about that another time. You mentioned the word impressions. Was that what you called your articles?
Yes. I've had an idea for a long time that other people might like to read about, well, the feeling that went with just simple things like...
Like what, Jim? Go on, say it, please.
Well, like white ruffled curtains.
Oh.
That was the impression Mr. Wheeler took.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't know you felt so strongly about them. I understand now why you've been putting me off when I mentioned getting them.
Why, I... Oh, Claire, come over here. Open this box.
Goodness, what a huge box.
It isn't tied. Just pull back the flap.
Oh. Oh, Jim. Our white ruffled curtains.
They'd have been here sooner, only they had to be ordered.
Oh.
But the ones they had didn't seem quite to look like I thought they should.
Oh,
look.
Jim. Jim, I think I'm going to kiss you.
It'd be better if you didn't.
Oh.
Don't go away. I want to look right into your eyes when I say this because I have to be sure you understand.
All right.
Claire, I want to kiss you. I want very much to kiss you. But I promised you that I'd never lie to you, remember?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you now or kiss you until... That kiss can mean to both of us what it was supposed to mean the day we promised before God to love and honor.
Does that mean that you still don't trust me?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. It may mean that I still don't trust myself not to bolt someday.
Oh, Jim. Jim, you wouldn't do that without telling me, would you?
No. If it comes to that, I'll tell you.
Gosh, Aunt Jenny, wasn't that swell of Jim to surprise Claire by ordering those curtains especially for her? That looks to me as if he was falling in love with her.
Now, Danny, who's telling this story?
Well, but he did promise not to lie to her, not to run away without telling her.
But people can't always keep their promises. Besides, Claire didn't know about Jim's past.
Why, holy smoke, Aunt Jenny, you mean to say that...
No, I'm not saying a thing more about it today, Danny. Because now I want to tell the ladies what Sarah Garland liked best about the new spry way of making cakes. Results appealed to her most. You see, those new spry cakes were lots lighter and richer tasting than she'd ever been able to get before, with such a soft, melting texture.
And now tell us, what did Mrs. Joe Green like best about cakes made the new spry way?
She was tickled pink how much longer new spry cakes stay fresh and moist and flavorsome.
Well, ladies, you've heard what Aunt Jenny's Littleton friends like about cakes made with new Easy Mix Spry and her quicker, easier one-bowl cake method. Now, what do you like best?
Do write and tell me, folks. And I'd also love to know how you like new Easy Mix Spry in your own favorite cake receipts. Write me, Aunt Jenny, in care of the station you're listening to. Get new Spry today, sure, and use it for all your baking and frying.
And be sure to write Aunt Jenny in care of the station to which you are listening. Do it today. And be on hand next time, folks, to hear more of Aunt Jenny's story about Claire Rogers, who found her marriage to Jim Abbott seriously threatened just when she thought they'd reached some understanding. Don't miss next time. True names are never used in these real-life stories, brought to you by Spry, S-P-R-Y. Dan Seymour speaking.